inquiry yesterday. It's 8:09. Let's go back to Conor Brophy. If you're watching on RT News now, you'll know he's not in our studio this morning. He's at a Brexit debate in town. Good morning again, Conor.
Morning, Gavin. Yeah, you're right. I'm back at the offices here of the law firm McCann Fitzgerald, which is hosting a panel discussion, as you say, on Brexit. And I'm joined here by two of the panellists who will shortly be participating in that chat. John Fingleton, now Chief Executive of Fingleton Associates, previously head of what was the Irish Competition Authority and subsequently Chief Executive of its UK equivalent, the Office of Fair Trading, which is now no longer the Office of Fair Trading. That's a whole different story. And also by John Cronin, partner here at McCann Fitzgerald, who's head of the law firm's Brexit group. I might talk to you first, John Cronin. What should businesses do to prepare themselves? We don't know what's going to happen, but there's a potential risk there nonetheless.
Yes, thank you, Conor. Our sense is that it will be wise for most Irish corporates now, certainly those who've got business interests in the United Kingdom, to set up a review team and to look at the principal aspects of their business that will be most affected by Brexit.
What do you do, though, with so many unknowns, both known and unknown, to use that old phrase?
Well, it's all about preparation. What are the principal business areas that might come at risk? Are they regulatory? Are they licensed? Are they grant-aided? Are they your counterparts in the UK? You might think initially that there are no problems, but maybe some of the businesses you're dealing with in the UK are themselves heavily dependent on the EU and EU business. So it's about thinking through and being prepared.
John Fingleton, given your career to date, I guess you've got more of a head for the regulatory impacts regardless of what the decision is, than a lot of people would. I presume, though, there are opportunities as well as risks, even from an Irish perspective.
There are. I mean, I think there's going to be just huge volatility for Ireland, because you're going to see exchange rate volatility. The UK is going to become more competitive on a global stage. The relocation of business from the UK out to Ireland might not happen as quickly or as big as people expect. And so you could have a lot of negative downside for Ireland in the short term. And I think on the regulatory side, I don't see Britain being able to escape a lot of the regulation that people arguing for Brexit say that they will. So I don't think Britain's going to get a big regulatory dividend out of leaving the European Union.
You say there, though, in the short term, clearly there are a lot of people on the on the Brexit side who would say, all right, there will be short-term volatility, and they haven't shied away from that, but in the longer term, Britain's position will be enhanced.
No, because the Brexit campaign is selling the British people two things that are incompatible. One is that they can have sovereignty and independence from the EU and benefit from all the trading and other arrangements, and that's just not possible. The European Union has no incentive to have an arrangement with Britain where Britain doesn't have a free movement. So it'll still have immigration, and where it has a free trade agreement. So Britain will suffer in the long term. In fact, it could destabilise the European Union, in which case it'll suffer even more, and so would we. So I think that
But to be fair, though, we don't know any of those things. It's all speculation either way, and I'm sure the other side would have a counterpoint to what you're just saying there. They would say, well, that's not going to happen.
Well, I don't think Britain has any ability to get a trade agreement with the European Union equivalent to the current one. And if it did, if you could leave the European Union and have equivalence, everybody would want to do it.
Everyone will want to do it if Britain gets a good deal.
And that would be very bad, because I think it would destabilise the European Union, and that's not a good scenario in which to be looking at. So I think that Britain's not going to get a good deal. The idea that Britain's going to sign bilateral trade agreements with the rest of the world very quickly is also pie in the sky. Under the WTO, people are doing multilateral trade agreements, not bilateral trade agreements. Britain will have no bargaining power in those negotiations, so Britain's not going to have great trade agreements with countries like China and India from day one. So I think the British economy will suffer quite a bit. Some of that might benefit the Irish economy in the longer term with displacement of activity here, but the big effect in the short term is going to be a negative one in the Irish economy, because if Britain's doing badly, Ireland will do badly as well.
John Cronin, if the vote is to remain, though, would Britain's position be enhanced or not?
Well, from an Irish perspective, if I could look at it, I think for Ireland, it's very important that Britain stays in. We need Britain's muscle, frankly, at the negotiation table. If you look at the financial services industry, which is the biggest industry that's exposed from the UK's perspective, if Britain were to leave, then the Irish financial services industry would maybe short-term do reasonably well, but in the longer term, there will be big questions. So at the negotiating table, Britain really matters, and for us, that's important.
What are your clients saying to you, though? Are there any out there who think that actually potentially Britain leaving could be a good thing, both for Britain and for Ireland? And ultimately, of course, we have to remember it's a decision for the British people to make on their own merits and on its own merits. They don't necessarily have to think about Ireland or anybody else.
No, that's correct, but I have not yet encountered an Irish client who thinks it would be good if Britain left. I've heard one or two people say it's a bit like Y2K, but like Y2K, you have to be prepared for it.
John Cronin and John Fingleton, thanks very much for speaking to us this morning. In currency news, the euro trading at just over $1, 12.5 cents, and 79.6 pence sterling.
Thanks, Conor. 4 minutes to eight. Let's get a weather forecast now. Joanna Donnelly is at Met Air. Morning, Joanna.
A very good morning to you.